Next, diversity within one of the nation's champions of diversity, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. We're following on an Associated Press story detailing new leadership there. The story says that immigrants, gays, people of diverse ethnic backgrounds are now filling leadership positions once mainly held by African Americans. In the past few years, for example, group chapters in New Jersey, Georgia, and Connecticut have elected Hispanic presidents. Last December, Mississippi's Jackson State University chapter elected a white male as president for the first time. We've called upon two new leaders in the ranks of the nation's oldest and largest civil rights organization, as we said. Ravi Perry is the new president of the Worcester, Massachusetts chapter. He's 28 years old. He's openly gay, and he's African-American. Also joining us, Victor Diaz. He is 32 years old. He's president of the Greater Waterbury chapter in Connecticut. He defeated an incumbent for the position last November. He started his post in January, and he is of Dominican heritage. And I welcome you both, and thank you both so much for joining us.
It's an honor to be here.
And, well, Ravi, let me start with you. You know, I'm not sure that a lot of 28-year-olds want to be chapter presidents of the NAACP, so why were you drawn to this leadership position?
I've had a lifetime of history with the NAACP, beginning with my involvement as a member of the Toledo, Ohio branch in high school with its AXO program there. And I also reactivated the college chapter branch at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, while I was a college student there. And so my interest in the NAACP is longstanding, and I blame my parental heritage for that. I come from a stock of parents who were social justice advocates and PhDs in their own right, and they insisted that we as children advocate on behalf of all people, and NAACP is an organization that supports that effort.
Okay. Victor, what about you?
I've always had a great respect for the organization and what it has done for to benefit a lot of minorities in the past, and I just had a passion for it. I got involved about 6 years ago. And I just fell in love with the organization, what it stands for, and what it does for the community.
Tell us a little bit, if you would, Victor, about how you got involved. Because a lot, and forgive me, I don't, you know, I certainly don't want to be stereotyping you, but there are organizations that are more closely aligned with issues that are of particular interest to Latinos. And
correct.
So I'm just interested in how you decided to spend your time with this organization.
I was invited to a meeting, and some of the issues that the organization was facing was some of the same issues that I was sitting down in other organizations of Latino heritage, such as the Hispanic Coalition and the Greater Waterbury Area. And I've noticed that we were facing the same issues, but nobody was really linking those two communities together and addressing the issues together. And I just started mentioning some of the stuff at both meetings, and then I decided to take a more leadership role and try to address some of the issues.
Well, you know, the NAACP started as a multiracial organization initially, so many people might not, many people might not remember that. I mean, the organization started in 1909 and always had a multiracial leadership. But in recent years, you know, it's been identified more, you know, as the title suggests, with the interests of particularly with African Americans. Victor, was your heritage an issue in your election when you ran for a chapter president?
You know, it became an issue. It became an issue because some of the older individuals, some of the life members some people were using scare tactics, letting people know that or telling people that I would probably be addressing Hispanic issues and concentrating more on Hispanic issues more than anything. But when the numbers actually came out, I had more support of the younger generation of African Americans and Latinos alike. They came out and actually voted for me in a large margin, and I ended up winning the election 3-1.
Well, what was your answer to that for those who were uncomfortable or who had questions? How did you answer their concerns?
I sent a letter out to each individual member, and I named some of the issues that I wanted to work on, from education to job growth and just growing the organization. And I just let them know that that we are facing some of the same issues, regardless if you're Hispanic or if you're Black, that some of the issues being faced need to be addressed, and that the leadership at the time were not addressing them. So I wanted to take that responsibility on, and I wanted to not only address them, but to give a great name again to this organization in the Greater Waterbury area.
And Ravi, too, the organization has always had people of different orientations as a part of it. But I wanted to ask you as well whether your sexual orientation was an issue in your election.
Well, it was, but it wasn't. I was identified as openly gay for some, though not everyone. Some people came in late, and so everyone might not have gotten that announcement. But I can definitely say that since that election has occurred, it has created some concerns.
How come?
Well, I think most people did not expect that the Worcester branch would generate such interest as a result of the leader's sexual orientation. And I do think that many people still believe, for whatever reason, that the NAACP is the predominantly black Christian older organization. And if you are not within that framework, then you are not someone that is a member of the NAACP. And to that, I respond by indicating, as you, Michelle, just indicated, that the NAACP has historically been diverse. That includes historically several members of various intergenerational age groups and also of various orientations. And so this is not new. What's new about it is that we are actually elected in leadership positions, and I think that's a great change, bringing us back to the history of the organization.
Now, Ravi, tell us a little bit more, if you would, about what you think it means that you are in this leadership position and what you hope to accomplish in this leadership position.
Well, what I think it means is that we truly are, as an association, staying true to our mission, and that is to fight the political, economic, social, education, equality of all people, and I want to stress of all people. And I think that that is some, as a professor, that is an educational lesson that many residents in my community in central Massachusetts are frankly getting, because they're being reminded that the NAACP is for all people, and that is something that is unique. And it's particularly, I think, encouraging, because in Worcester we have a largely Latino population. It's a city that's roughly 35% minority, although the Hispanic and Latino population is 20 or so percent of that population. And so we have very diverse members of the community, and some of them happen to not be straight. And I think that that type of experience allows more people to come into the organization that they long felt perhaps was not for them.
And Victor, what about you? What do you hope to accomplish in this position? You've been telling us a little bit about that, but tell us a little bit more if you would.
Just this alone, what he mentioned there, that more people are going to be able to see what this organization does and open the doors for more individuals, if you're straight or not, or if you're whatever color, instead of just thinking that the NAACP is for a specific group or for another group. I mean, just from the election alone, I mean, I've got different articles in newspapers and people writing me on Facebook and saying, hey, you know, I didn't even know they allowed Hispanics in an organization. That's great. You know, I want to come on board. Or I didn't know they allowed this, and I want to come on board. And I think just that alone sends a huge message to build this organization and to really accomplish some great things in the community.
And finally, I wanted to ask this question of each of you. There are those who say that it's fine for the NAACP to be part of coalitions, but that there are issues that are particular to African Americans that have not yet been resolved, and that they say that their issue is not that there is broad, that you have broader identities than solely being African American or identified with African American, but what they say is the issues, there are particular issues that are of particular concern to African Americans, like police brutality, for example, disparate sentencing, and that they see as being particular challenges for African Americans. And they are concerned not about you as individuals, but about the focus being diverted from that focus on those issues. And to those who have that concern, what do you say? Victor, I'll give you the first word here.
I would say that whatever challenges are ahead, we'll address them regardless of who is for and who is. The whole thing is about fair and balance across the board. So regardless if it's an issue with an African American, a Jewish, or whatever, going forward, the Greater Waterbury branch will be addressing some of those regardless of race or any other ethnicity issues.
And Ravi, final thought from you?
Well, my response to that would be that those concerns are valid. There are some particular concerns to the African-American community nationwide and in our local branches. I study that as a professor. I study black interests. And those are interests that might be of concern to other groups as well, but because of disparate treatment, because of discrimination, et cetera, might be a particular interest to African-Americans. So that is of concern. And I would encourage people to remember that civil rights and civil liberties are for all people. And that is what we in the greater Worcester area are going to ensure that we get across to our membership here in central Massachusetts, because we want to emphasize that this is not an effort to take away from the agenda that is needing to be addressed in respect to African-American issues, but to emphasize that by building coalitions with other groups, with LGBT community perhaps, with the Latino community, with Asian community, with the other religious minorities that might exist, that we are therefore linking our issues and our concerns as African-Americans with other groups. And that actually makes those issues stronger to be addressed, because we'll be in a better position to effectively address them.
All right. Ravi Perry is the president of the Worcester, Massachusetts chapter of the NAACP. He was kind enough to join us from Boston. Victor Diaz is the president of the Greater Waterbury, Connecticut chapter of the NAACP. And he joined us from member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut. Mr. Presidents, both, I thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.